Well, let's go to the sport, and Warwick Hadfield joins me. Good morning, Warwick.
Morning, Kathy.
Oh, now we should start with the tennis. Ashley Barty and Alex de Minaur. They're leading the Australian throng into the second round of the Australian Open. We have such hope for them.
Yeah, we do. For them and a few others. Look, a few more Australians than has been the norm have made it through to the second round, and led by the nation's top two ranked players, because you just mentioned, with her trademark symmetry, Barty beat Thailand's Laxila Kamkam 6-2, 6-2. Never really extended despite losing the first two games, during which she says she was just assessing the pace of the court. Alex de Minaur was similarly ruthless against Pedro Sousa, winning in three sets. Now, these other Australians included a whole bunch of household names not even famous in their own households yet. Astra Sharma, Zoe Hives, Kimberly Birrell, and I guess the slightly better known John Millman, Matthew Ebden and Jordan Thompson in the men's competition, where among the hometown losers was the far too well-known Bernard Tomic. And, of course, poor old James Duckworth, who got through the qualifiers, all the sweat and the blood and the tears of that tournament out in the boondocks, only to find his first round opponent was going to be Rafael Nadal, and the result was as predicted. Now, Nadal's friend and rival, they managed to do both, these two. Roger Federer, he won his opening match last night, the rapier backhand working beautifully against Dennis Istomin, and Andy Murray bid farewell to the Australian Open, pushing his fragile body to five sets before losing to Roberto Bautista Agut, and look, showing he wasn't such a dour old Scot after all. There was a smile and all the things we didn't get from Murray when he was trying so hard just to win his first major. Look, we'll have more tennis at 7:30, Cathy, including who's playing today, Kyrgios, Stosur et al.
Great. In cricket, an ill wind blew for the Melbourne Stars last night, Warwick.
It was called the Hobart Hurricanes. They thrashed the Stars by 59 runs to maintain their dominance of, well, look, the never-ending story, the domestic T20 competition. Darcy Short scored 96 for the Hurricanes as the tournament stretches on to inordinate lengths. What many believe is a hangover from the lust to monetise everything in cricket that was part of the old toxic culture. I'll be interested to see what the schedule and the plans are for the next summer of T20 competition in this country. There was a women's game on yesterday, even though the finalists have already been determined. The Stars, who didn't make the finals, beating the Sydney Sixers, who did. And today, there's a one-dayer between India and Australia. Could you believe a one-day international even gets sublimated to this T20 competition? It's on in Adelaide. And look, it's going to be very, very hot in Adelaide today. So it's going to be interesting to see how both nations deal with that, Cathy.
Absolutely. Yeah, very warm day. Now to tennis. And Nick Kyrgios, Stamps and Sam Stosur, they're in action today at the Australian Open. No longer the headline Australian acts, though.
No, they've obviously been overtaken by the rise and rise of Ashley Barty and Alex de Minaur. Sam Stosur, brightly fading at the age of 34, is going to be playing the brightly rising Ukrainian teenager Diana Yastremska. She began her senior career in this tournament last year in the qualifiers. That was as far as she's got. Now she's into the first round, which indicates she's on the up. And, of course, the first round is always a dangerous place for Sam Stosur, who is these days ranked almost 20 places, that is, below her young opponent. Kyrgios plays the number 16 seed, Milos Raonic. Now, on raw talent alone, the Australian could win this, despite what the computer and the seeding say, but all too well, we know there are so many other factors when it comes to Nicholas Hilmi Kyrgios. A couple of other Australians worth keeping an eye on today. Destiny Iova, who she's never got past the first round in this tournament, but this could be the year. She's playing the number 17 seed in the women's draw, Madsen Keys. And Ila Tomljanović, who chose Australia over Croatia, where she was born, against Joanna Konta, who, with the choice of Australia, where she was born, Hungary and Great Britain, has chosen to represent Great Britain. I would think never to be forgiven in these parts, Cathy. Serena Williams, seated at 16, but the GOAT nevertheless remains much better than that, of course, than 16 in the world. She's also playing, as is Novak Djokovic, world-class talent on display wherever you turn, and that's always the case over the first week or so of this tournament. A wonderful place to be, Rod Laver Arena and thereabouts at this time of year, Cathy.
Absolutely. Now to cycling, and a rather warm place to be is Adelaide today. We've got some pretty high temperatures in a few spots, but Adelaide, I think 39 degrees is going to be the top there. So we've got a few adjustments to stage one of the men's tour down under starting today.
It's been shortened by 3.4 kilometres, the final lap of the race around Port Adelaide abandoned because of that predicted heat and the impact it's going to have on the peloton. Richie Porte is the favourite for the overall event, with challenges expected to come from Rowan Dennis and the Canadian Mike Woods, and Amanda Spratt, no relation to Jack, won the women's race, Cathy.
And in football, Warwick, the Socceroos to play Syria early tomorrow morning. Still no replacement for Trent Sainsbury, though.
Well, the coach, Graham Arnold, says he hasn't made up his mind yet on who's going to replace Sainsbury, who is suspended for the final Asian Cup Group B game. It's probably not the case. I think Graham Arnold would always have a fair idea of what he's doing. But he does have, and this is a bit of a luxury given the earlier events in the lead-up and during the early days of this event, 23 fit players from which to choose, including Matthew Lecky, back in full training after recovering from a hamstring injury. Arnold says the Socceroos are giving all due respect to Syria ahead of the game, which Australia only needs to draw to go through to the next stage of the competition. Syria, look, it's not without its problems, not the least, of course, the ongoing war in that country. How they managed to get a football team together is probably
a little bit of a miracle.
And of course, there's also fighting within Syrian football too. The coach, Bernard Stang, sacked after the 2-0 loss to Jordan in their last game. So Australia, well and truly favourites for this, but we said that before one or two other games in this competition so far.
Don't count your chickens.
That's right.
Warwick, lovely to talk to you. Thanks, and have a great day.
Good on you, Kathy.